Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to MS Mommies. I'm your host, Tahira. Thank you so much for joining us today again. Today I'm going to read a portion of my journal. I think this was show number 4. It's called Cain, But Will I Be Able? And I'm going to read that to you. And if you have any questions, you can email me, or if you have any anything on your mind, email me, and I will get the question on the air. Here we go. Okay. I found myself in Walgreens on Friday looking at canes. I was kind of in a trance staring at them thinking, will I need a cane? If so, when? Do I need one now? As I held the different styles of canes in my hand, the fold-out cane, the aluminum cane, the contoured handled cane, I found a maple handled cane that was kind of nice. I tried to walk as far as the knee braces and band-aids with the metal cane with the 4 prongs on the end. They call that one a quad cane. I think that one will make me look more desperate and 20 years older than I am. I may even trip over one of the quads. Will I need a dress cane, a hiking cane, a formal cane, a walking cane? Do they come in different colors? Will it match my Louis Vuitton purse? If people see me, with the cane, will they think that I'm hiking or maybe Mr. Biggs of the Isley Brothers? Come to think of it, did he really need a cane, or was he trying to make a fashion statement while he's crooning on stage? I remember one time I did use a cane during my first experiences with MS. I was boarding a plane to California from Maryland to visit my sister. The doctor gave me the ugliest, dark oak cane with an oversized black rubber tip as I struggled to get to my assigned seat on the plane. The flight attendant, in her most sympathetic voice, said, "Oh, did you sprain your ankle?" I lied and said, "Yeah." I gave her a half a smile as I tried to tuck the cane underneath the seat in front of me. That was more than 9 years ago. I used that cane for about a month or two. It ended up in the trunk of my Beamer. When my dad walked me down the aisle in April of 2005, it was the most special, beautiful day of my life. I was getting married, and I hadn't seen my fiancé in 24 hours. I was so excited, but oddly calm. As Dad and I stood in front of the doors of the chapel, the wedding coordinator told us to walk slowly so that all of our guests would have a chance to see me. To see us. You know how that goes, ladies. I held on to Dad's arm tightly because I was so nervous. As the wedding processional music began and the doors opened, I felt my right leg immediately become stiff, so badly so that I held my dad's arm as if my life depended on it. I walked as elegantly as I could down the aisle in my white flat leather shoes. My wedding day was more beautiful and perfect than my childhood girly dreams could have imagined. Now I'm thinking, do I need a cane again? But this time, for how long? That disappoints me most. And so I wrote that piece in 06. So some of the dates are kind of you have to kind of use your imagination, but you get the gist of it. Yeah, that was show number 4 of MS Mommies. So I wanted to just kind of read that again to you guys, because I've been asked so many times to read it, and we like that piece, and what is that piece called again? Cain, but will I be able? So baby wants to say hi.
Say hi.
See you. So she's kind of shy right now. Stop saying hi. So anyway, I just wanted to remind you guys also about the t-shirts and onesies that we have for sale, along with a few other items, fun items. You can find hats, you can find, I'm going to put probably a tote bag there with the MS Mommies logo on it. But the web address is www.cafepress.com/MS Mommies. And I will spell that for you, www.cafepress.com/MSMOMMIES. And part of the proceeds from the sale of MS Mommy's items will go directly to the National MS Society, and a portion will go to the nonprofit MS Mommies Inc. So we can start up doing gift certificates online. So if you need, for example, house cleaning services, like through Merry Maids, or daycare services, or anything a new mom would need around the house. We're going to try to get gift certificates available. Oh, one more thing, like groceries. You definitely need groceries. So I'm thinking Amazon.com groceries. So we're going to try to do that. Any suggestions, you can email me or post a note on this website. So I gave you guys the web address, and I also want to give you, let's see, the P.O. Box to MS Mommies, because we are now nonprofit. So let me get the P.O. Box for you. It's P.O. Box 570862, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89157-0862. And so you can send me letters, and maybe I'll get some of the letters on the air as well. So thank you. Quick show today. Just want to say hello to everybody. I'm still here. I'm all healed up from the lymphoma scare, from the biopsy. But just quick show, and we'll leave you there. Remember to keep writing in your journals and take care of you. And this has been your host, Tahira. Thanks for joining MS Mommies. Bye-bye.